This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
Dale Willey Automotive is hosting quite the event this weekend. Corvettes are taking over at the Dale Willey Auto Pre-Owned Center this Saturday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. The Topeka Corvette Club will be showing off the baddest cars on the road, and Dale Willey is cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. Best of all, it is free this Saturday. All American Muscle only at Dale Willey Auto in Lawrence. That's the Dale Willey Auto Pre-Owned Center out there on Iowa. And thanks to Dale Willey, I got David Lawrence coming in every single Monday as a very special guest host. And starting this coming Monday, we're going to be doing a show every single week from Memorial Stadium. We're going to be talking to Kansas football players every single Monday right here on RCST. It's going to be a great time. So you can't really come out. Because, well, I think you need a media pass or something to get up there.
Are you going to be up in the booth?
We're going to be up in the booth.
There you go.
Or maybe we should do it at, like, midfield. Because they don't practice at Memorial Stadium, right? They practice on the practice field.
Yeah, you should just honestly hit up different spots every time.
That's right.
You could try that, like, alumni tent. You go on the field. You can go in the end zone one day.
I feel like there has to be a way to take advantage of the fact that we've got an entire football stadium to ourselves one day a week. Like, some sort of athletic feats need to be done down there.
Do the old, what is it? Punt kick pass or something.
If they wouldn't have taken the track out, we could have done the beer mile there. Even though that would be, like, we were trying to figure out exactly where we can do this beer mile. That's like the last place in Lawrence we could do it.
Maybe we'll have, since you have the full field, we can kick the ball off to you or punt it or something. And David will be at the other end, line you guys up in pads. See if you can score a touchdown, get past DL.
Would you rather do the beer mile or would you rather do like a log roll infused with beers?
Beer mile.
Beer mile.
Yeah.
I think log so. Roll. I think so too. That's... Because BMAC, Brandon McAnderson, has told us several times of.
Like, how many log rolls are you doing?
Yeah, well, he's told us about.
Actually, no, I'm not even questioning
people,
this. Because,
people puking from doing log rolls without beer.
Like, you drink beer and then you roll and spin yourself around. You do 100 yards of that, you're done. You're puking everywhere. Definitely the beer mile.
Yeah. Because you puke without the beer in the log rolls. So add beer into it, and it's like the worst activity you could ever do. All right, it's 4:30. It's time for your Thursday news break, and we are going to start in the bad Korea. Dennis Rodman, the Worm, is back in North Korea. He arrived in Pyongyang, the capital city, on Tuesday, and nobody really knew why he was back there. I love that a U.S. national security spokesperson had to come out earlier in the week and clarify that Rodman wasn't acting as a representative of the U.S. government or Donald Trump. Like, isn't that a bit ridiculous that a national security spokesperson had to come out and say, yeah, despite the rumors, Donald Trump did not send Dennis Rodman to, like, handle this whole North Korea crisis. Yeah, they're testing nukes, like, almost North on a Korea. Weekly basis. And we didn't know what to do. We're trying to broker peace over there. So we sent over the only guy who can get the job done. That's Dennis Rodman. But you know what? He probably is maybe the only person on the face of the earth who has a relationship with both Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Because he was on The Celebrity Apprentice with Trump. I don't know how close they are. I doubt they're like hanging out and exchanging texts.
That'd be an interesting group.
But he did call Kim Jong-un a friend for life. Because what was it, a couple years ago that he went over to North Korea as part of this like Harlem Globetrotters thing? And he played over there and he met Kim Jong-un, who was a big fan of the Bulls in the 90s. And so like they were like tight. Like,
well, the 90s for the U.S., probably like the 2000s.
Or yeah, exactly. He thinks like Michael Jordan's like still in his prime. So people were like, okay, well then what is he doing in North Korea this time? Well,
North Korea.
As it turns out, Rodman is in North Korea courtesy of Potcoin, which is a digital currency for weed sales. As you can imagine, with medical marijuana being on the rise, it's easier to procure, it's easier to buy, that you have to find new ways to pay for it because, as anybody knows, if you want to buy something illegally, most of the time you're going to have to pay for cash. Because if you're using a bank, well, most of them are still federally secured, and if they're federally secured, then you can't use a bank to pay for weed because it's still outlawed federally, right? It's just states that are allowing...
Yeah, it's an all-cash business.
Well, not anymore. Not with Potcoin.
Well, yeah.
Do you know anything about Bitcoin?
Yeah, I know about Bitcoin. It's what people use to bet illegally online.
Yeah. I didn't... Well, you don't have to use it just for gambling.
No, but people do use it. I mean,
people use it for all sorts of stuff. Like, people use it to, like... When it was ABC that got hacked, and some guy hacked into their system and, like, got access to all of these shows that haven't been released yet, and he was demanding a ransom via Bitcoin because it's untraceable, but it's also unsecure. Like, anybody could hack into your wallet, your Bitcoin wallet, and steal your money. But, like, that's kind of the catch-22 with Bitcoin is, oh, yeah, it's anonymous, but it's also really unreliable. So I guess Potcoin is just like that. It's a way to pay for pot without using cash and without getting in trouble for it. Are you in on the idea of Potcoin? Is that something that you would invest in?
Probably not something I would invest in just because there already is Bitcoin. So what would be the difference between Bitcoin and Potcoin?
It's for pot, though.
Can't you use just Bitcoin for pot?
Maybe, but this is specifically for pot. Okay.
I guess I just don't get business.
You think Dennis Rodman would get into bed with a company that doesn't have a promising future? Come on, man. Rodman said, the folks at Potcoin realized the importance of this trip and made it all possible for me, which doesn't really clear things up, but that's his answer, and he's sticking to it. The man who invented Hawaiian pizza, the man who put pineapple on a pie, is dead. Sam Panopoulos decided to try out pineapple on a pizza all the way back in 1962. He was the proprietor of an Ontario-based pizza parlor in 1962. He said, you know what? Let's try something new. Let's get the customers in. Let's put some pineapple
on this pizza.
You think that's
true? Or do you think it happened on accident?
What? How did it happen on accident?
Had a can of pineapple, spilled it on the pizza? I don't know.
That seems like a pretty convenient accident. Now, he said that he and his brothers enjoyed the contrast between the pineapple sweetness and the savory flavor of ham that was also added to the pizza. They named it Hawaiian pizza after the brand of canned pineapple they use. Do you like pineapple on pizza?
Love it.
Love it.
Love it. One of my favorite pizzas.
So this is a dark day.
It is. Cried this morning.
Listen. I don't care how heinous of a person it is. I'm never going to be happy when somebody dies. Like, it's just death is a sad thing. But I wish this guy would have never put pineapple on a pizza.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Nobody's forcing you to eat it.
I don't want it around. I don't want people I associate to eat it. I'm disgusted by the fact that you've eaten it.
If some little kid goes home and, like, smears his pizza on the ground and has dirt on it, just because that happened doesn't mean you have to eat it.
I know that, I'm saying, but he wouldn't enjoy that.
You don't have
to
eat this
either. He's not
either.
Happy that dirt got on his pizza, but people are happy that there is fruit on their pizza, and that is not okay.
Maybe you should just diversify your palate.
Maybe you should stop mixing dairy with pineapple. It's not a good mix.
Oh, like, yeah, because pizza already is really good for you.
Man, why don't you put oranges on pizza? Why don't you put grapes? Why don't you go home and put grapes on your pizza tonight if you love fruit on pizza?
Let's do it.
Because it's good. Pizza sauce? Yeah.
Because all fruit is the same.
It's all sweet. Texas police have seized 600 pounds of meth-laced lollipops. So a concerned citizen in the Houston area called the police when she suspected that one of her neighbor's homes was being burglarized. When officers arrived on the scene, they discovered a male and female removing a bunch of lollipops from the house. Lots of lollipops. 600 pounds of lollipops. 600 pounds of lollipops laced with methamphetamines. Police said that the couple had so much meth they couldn't even close the back hatch of their car. The lollipops were decorated with, like, Batman and Star Wars logos, and you can't tell that they're meth. They just look like candy. But yeah, there's 600 pounds, over $1 million worth of meth in there. But how do you consume meth? Isn't it smoked?
I thought, well, isn't it kind of like a glass, right?
Yeah, it's like, so I thought like, it was like, I thought
if it's
it was
like a lollipop.
Chemical. I thought it was like crack rocks.
Right. And so if it's a lollipop, it's think like, about when you bite a lollipop, how it like comes apart like that. So I'm sure if you just smashed it up.
See, I was under the impression that they were making these so that they could get high without having to like smoke it. Like they could just suck on it.
Well, I'm sure that would work too.
If you're ingesting it, then it's probably
like, either way, it's probably not good for you.
No, there's a good meth and a bad meth. There's like the safe meth, and then there's the kind of dicey meth. I'm assuming this is the safe meth. Well, good riddance. You're going to be in jail for a long time. That is your Thursday news break. It's 4:37 on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star joins us next.